Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Hi, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to another edition of Next Level Leader Podcast. So grateful to have you connected on today, and of course, I appreciate you being connected. This is the place we come every week to grow together as leaders and to be who we believe God has called us to be. It's an exciting time for leadership, and we are raising up leaders around the world because we believe that this is our time. We believe that this is an opportunity for us to truly, truly make a difference in the world. Iron does sharpen iron. Make no mistake about it. We are clearly locked in on what it means to be the leader God has called us to be. Thank you so much for being a part today. Many of you who let us know around the world that you're being blessed, this is your first time on this podcast. Make sure you share it with someone else. Help us to reach 1 million people. That's our goal. 1 million leaders. We want to do that. Go to my website, josephwalker3.org. Find out more information about what we have to offer, books and other things. Find out when I'll be in your area. Chances are I'll be in your area soon. Of course, if you want to have us to come and speak to your leadership group, we'd love to do that. Leadership is what we do. So of course, also follow me on Instagram at josephwalker3. And of course, while you are doing that, know that I'll communicate back with you. And of course, also, you want to be a next level reader? Well, we have a book club. Yes, we do. And we read 25 books in 2025, and we want you to join us and be a part. You can pick up midstream where we are just simply by texting book club to 78228. So I want you to do that. I appreciate you. Go to my wife and I's YouTube page as well. Our life, our journey, our truth. We're excited about that. I want you to be a part. Come on over there and share with us. We'd love to have you connected. It means a lot to us if you would do that. So make no mistake about it. We are excited about leadership, excited about you. I hope you'll join us and be a part. And I truly appreciate it. Today's topic, something that I'm excited about to share with you, of course, legacy leadership, building something that outlives you. Now, this is important. I say it so often, and I'm going to say it. I'm going to scream it from the top of my voice, right? Not literally, but I want you to hear it. That any vision that does not outlive the visionary did not come from God. It was just in the mind of a person. Any vision God gives is generational. It always outlives the visionary. It never belongs to you. It belongs to God. In Psalm 112 and verse 6, surely the righteous will never be shaken. They will be remembered forever. Legacy is so important. And as a leader, wherever you are in your process of leadership, maybe you're in early career, mid-career, late career, you should be thinking about legacy now. What kind of legacy do you want to leave? What do you want to do? How do you want to be remembered? What do you want to leave on record about the efficacy of your leadership, the significance and breadth and depth of your leadership? Well, I want to help you today, and I want to give you some strategies that I think can be beneficial to you as they are beneficial to us all. So get something to write with. Let's go. Because the first thing I want you to hear is a word about success versus significance. Now, many of you who follow me for some time know I talk about this all the time. Are you building for now or are you building for the future? A lot of people take short-term success, but it wanes, it fades away. Because they're not focused on being significant, leaving a lasting imprint is something that can be passed down to generations to generation. And so I want to be significant because if I'm significant, it reminds me of what God says to the people of God in the Old Testament, right? That if you will obey me and do these things that I've asked you to do, I will give you good success. Good success. What is that? It's significant. It is that you are making a contribution that will be valued, that has weight, that there are a lot of successful people, but they're not significant. The best way to explain it is that your legacy should not just be one tied to being a transactional leader, but your legacy should be tied to being a transformational leader.
Let that sink in. How can I become more transformational? How can I allow my leadership to be so significant that I move the needle in making a difference in the world in which I live? That is what significance is about. It's not so much about doing something that's just going to benefit me and benefit my family. Yes, you have to take care of your family. Yes, you got to eat. You got to do those things. And I want you to do that well. I want you to have the desires of your heart. You should do all of that. But don't just stop at success. Make certain that you're making a difference in the lives of others. And you are significant in your leadership. You are building something for the future. What will they say when they look back at you? Were you just successful? Did you have it going on? Or did you carry people with you? Did you make a difference in the lives of others? The second thing I want you to hear, man, I know that awakened something in you, I hope, is to think generationally, not just personally. How do you invest in the next wave of leaders? This is so important because, you know, I always say, you know, the person who has never should waste energy on the never been. Watch this. Because the gotta be never spends time on the never be, but spends more time on the gonna be. Because the gonna be is that person that is aligned and ready for the future, that's open and ready to receive wisdom and mentorship. So think generational, investing in mentees, pouring best practices into the next generation. This is how you become a next level leader, man. Who are you mentoring? Who are you pouring into? Now, I know sometimes it's difficult because people just want your success, but don't want your strategy. They want the prize, but not the process. But let me tell you, share with them the strategy. Share with them the process. Sit down, grab a group of next level, next generational leaders and pour into them what God has poured into you. And you will never be a used to be. You'll always be relevant. So think generationally. You ever thought about how generationally, how the Bible is written, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob? You see how this works out? All of this generational thinking, all of this stuff is generational, man. And the blessings were passed down. You think about Jewish brothers and sisters who build businesses, Bernstein and Sons. They think generationally. So we don't want to be the first generation of wealth and then you can't pass it down. It doesn't translate. And you may say, well, I'm building something. I want to pass all this down to my children. But the problem is if you haven't taught them the strategy, they will mishandle it. They will be taken advantage of and they will totally lose what it took you 30, 40 years to build up. So you have to not only give them the success, but you have to give them the strategy. I want you to write that down. Pass down the strategy. Think generationally, guys. Think about a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. Here's the third thing. I want you to think about it now. I want you to be in a position where you're creating systems and not just movements. See, sustainability is the key. And so one of the things that I appreciate about real leadership is that you create systems, you create ways that things can be more efficient. I hosted a blueprint conference in Nashville with leaders to help them understand infrastructure because I'm an infrastructuralist. I understand systems and I'm always looking for better systems to get things done. What are the systems that we're going to implement to make our company better, to make our church better, to make our business better? Like, what are the systems? And so think about how am I going to create better ways of engagement? How am I going to shorten the gap between, you know, an idea coming and that thing coming to fruition or a person engaging my business and actually getting the results that they desire? Like all of these things are so important. So don't just think about making moves. Think about creating those systems, which is the backside, which is the minutiae, the work, the labor of it. But this is what pays the best dividends, right? And so when you do that, it'll really help because at that moment you move to a place of not episodic growth and success, but sustainable growth. Have you ever looked at certain businesses and wondered how they survived over generations? Some businesses, some franchises are just generational. They are just name brand like Maytag, like McDonald's, like Chick-fil-A. There's some things that are just generational. And because they have systems, they have improved their systems. And so I want you to think about that. The fourth thing I want you to lean in on is the power of mentorship. Now, I talked about this earlier in the second point, but I want to pour into a little bit more now. Who are you pouring into? One of the things about mentorship is this, that you have to be willing to mentor people who have potential and capacity. Some people have potential, but don't have the capacity. And let me say it again. There are people, for example, who are loyal, but they're limited. And when you pour into them, you're only pouring into a certain capacity that they have. So you have to ask yourself, like, I need to pour into people. Where am I pouring my energy? I want to pour into people that I know could truly move the needle. You can be kind to people. You can spend time and encourage people. But mentorship is something that needs to produce results. That the glory of the mentor is to see the mentee achieve. I look at some of my mentees now who are doing amazing things that I mentored some of them when they were in medical school or when they were in graduate school and other, and I see them with families and they're thriving. I'm saying, whoa, this is what it should look like. Because when you are pouring into the right people, the question is, are you pouring into the right people? Are those people, you know, filled with capacity, not only just potential, but capacity? They have the capacity to get there, right? And are those people hungry enough? Do they really want it? Do they show up at the table ready to glean from you and get best practices? And so I just believe that it's important not to hoard the success that God has given to you, but to make sure that you pour into someone else. I think that's so incredibly important, right? Because John Maxwell says a leader's lasting value is measured by succession. And that's a powerful thing, right? And it is so important that we look into that and say, wow, you know, I get it. I understand now. So I want you to think about like identifying people that you can pour into, maybe giving more thought to the folks who are reaching out, saying, is this person like, you know, worthy of my time and energy? And if they are, man, pour into them, make them better, because when they get better, you're going to get better, right? Now, this next one I want to spend a little time on. It's a big one, but God's vision is bigger than you. Your assignment is just part of the greater plan. Sometimes we get a vision and we hold on to it and we think, wow, this is what I was called to do. This is my. And you don't think God could get this done without you. And that's why a lot of folks don't put succession plans in place. That's why a lot of people don't truly, truly put something in place that the vision can live beyond them. And it dies when they die because they don't see a path forward. Let me tell you something. This doesn't belong to you. I used to be hesitant about taking vacations and what are the people, they're going to need me. And God was like, listen, man, this is my church. If you hadn't learned through the pandemic that it's God's church, you should know by now it's God's church. This is God's vision he's given to you. Your business, your, you know, whatever you're doing, this is, it belongs to God. It doesn't belong to you. You're just a part of a larger plan. And, you know, one plants, another waters, but God gives the increase. See yourself as a part of something big, but not the totality of it. It's still all God's. And it's on God, the success of it. I do what I can do, but God will do what I cannot do. So I want you to understand something. Don't get to a point where you start embodying the vision as if though it's your own, and you start controlling it like it's yours and to your own demise. God can get this work done without you. So remember, the vision is bigger than you. I remember when I became the successor of Bishop Paul Sylvester Martin, the Full Gospel Baptist Church Fellowship, which changed the world in terms of Christendom. In the early 90s, late 90s, Full Gospel made an imprint, bridging the gap between Baptists and Pentecostals. Bishop Martin was the founder. 2013, he announces that he's going to retire. He wants a successor because he says God showed him that Full Gospel was bigger than him. It belonged to God. And there were other leaders that were saying, man, I know you're not going to just give that up. I mean, this is your thing, your vision. That's how people think. It's yours, but it's never yours. It's God. It's God who gave you the creative capacity, the holy imagination that put that vision in you. God did that. And when you begin to realize that, man, you'll be more blessed than you've ever been in your life. So remember, God's vision is bigger than you. Here's number 6. How do we leave a spiritual and professional legacy? How do we get to a point where we impact both realms simultaneously? Can you leave a spiritual legacy of faith, staying in God's word, growing in the word of God? Or are you just going to leave a professional legacy where you're just teaching the strategies, but you're not teaching the things that can keep you when times get tough? See, if you don't teach the spiritual legacy, a person can have great strategy and professional legacy. When things get rough, they might turn to the bottle and they might turn to something else that could undermine the very vision that God gave you. And so we must teach people our spiritual legacy. It's one of faith. It's one of sowing and generosity into God's kingdom. It's saying, God, I trust you. I thank you. It's pouring into a person the values, the things, the stories, man, that help you become who you are. The times God brought you out, if it had not been for God who was on my side. It's those things. See, don't allow it to grow inequitable. I see a lot of people that do that. They're great in business. They post about it. Look what I'm doing. Look what I'm building. Look what I'm doing. But their prayer lives, their spiritual legacy is zip. They acknowledge God from time to time, but really, like, the legacy did not get passed down. You have a responsibility to make certain. Oh, God, man. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and then go lose his soul? Let's review what we've talked about, man. This is a good one. I'm excited about it. Hope you are. We're talking about legacy leadership, building something that outlives you. And of course, our first point today was about success versus significance, helping people understand it's not just about immediate success, what people are posting on Instagram and Facebook. It's about truly understanding, leaving a transformational footprint that I am called to make a difference in the world, to leave something on record that will be remembered. People may not always remember success, but they will definitely remember significance. The second thing is about thinking generationally, not just personally. How do I start thinking about every decision, everything I do from a generational perspective? I think about it, passing down a blessing to the next generation. Then how do I create systems, number three, not just movements? How do I put things in place to make things more efficient and viable so that what I'm trying to accomplish can happen seamlessly? And then number four, the power of mentorship. How do I really position myself to mentor the right people at the right time? Who are you pouring into? Here's number five. God's vision is bigger than you. Yes. Yes, what God gave you is big, but it doesn't belong to you. It is supposed to live on after you. That's what real leadership is about. But number seven, guys, is your leadership should outlive you. That is, think beyond your lifetime. Can you get to a place where you say, man, I want to leave on record something that will be like a Mary McLeod Bethune. You get it? Like a Booker T. Washington at Tuskegee. Like, I want to leave something on record like Steve Jobs, something that will continue to thrive when I'm gone. People will look back and say, man, that vision lived on past that visionary. It outlived me. If that vision dies, I got to check myself. So today is the day to start thinking about your plans, thinking generationally, how to set something up for three and four generations after you. There are people who have not been born yet that are going to be blessed because of what you led, and because of what you did. I pray you recall that you are a great, great resource to the world and an asset to the people to whom God has assigned you to. Thank you so much for listening today. I appreciate it. I hope this helped you. Let me know on Instagram, JosephWalker3. Let me know if this blessed you. I want to know. Also, make sure you go out there and my website, get the books, all that, josephwalker3.org. Become a part of our book club. Text book club to 78228. That's book club to 78228. Next Level Leader Book Club, y'all. It's going to be awesome. We're having a great time. And then, of course, I want to make sure you go over to my wife and I's YouTube page, Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth, and subscribe. Thank you so much for listening today. I hope this has blessed you. I hope you have really taken notes and taken heed. And I pray that you build something that lasts not only a lifetime, but lasts the lifetime of your children's children's children. God bless. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at Joseph Walker.